gotta be an idiot to bet on that parlay.
It's DTF or bust.
Put it on my mama's porch tomorrow. Welcome back to Hold My Bet Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Park. Here with me, as always, the one, the only, DTF. Dylan, how's it going?
It's been a crazy day, full of news. If you didn't have your notifications on today, you lost so much.
Oh, big time, big time. There are a lot of moves that I was not expecting. That's for sure. So we'll go ahead and just start getting into some of the re-signings right now. Knock those out of the way. Baker, of course, re-signed with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Got his payday finally for 3 years, $100 million. Pretty stoked for him on that one. And then, let's see, what was another re-signing? Another re-signing was the Bills ended up keeping Deion Dawkins after making a ton of cuts on their team. Basically gutted a lot of their defense or restructured them.
And he said he was leaving.
Yeah. Well, that was a joke. Apparently he was just trolling. But he got a pretty good payday. I believe it was $60 million over 3 years. The Honey Badger got an extension, 2 years, $13.7 million. The Ravens lock up Justin Madubuike, who they just franchise tagged for a massive 4 year, $75.5 million contract. Michael Pittman Jr. got his contract after his franchise tag, 3 years, $71.5 million. And then Chris Jones also got a payday as well. I believe he got a 4 year contract, if I'm not mistaken. Let me just double check myself on that. 5 year contract, $158 million and $101 million of that in guarantees. Did I mention Landon Dickerson at all?
No.
No. So he was a big extension, especially with Jason Kelce now being in retirement. Keeping him around was very important rather than letting him go get his payday.
And he was what, named the highest paid guard in NFL history?
Yes. Very deserving, too. He was a Pro Bowl. I believe he was a Pro Bowl lineman, if not all pro. So that was good that they got to keep him. But got some good people there staying around. Just like our Browns, we ended up keeping Za'Darius Smith and Mo Hurst. I almost called him Mo Harris. We kept them around for, I think both of them are two-year contracts.
Za'Darius Smith was a 2 year. Mo Hurst was a 1 year.
1 year. Okay. Yeah, very, very excited about that. I was getting nervous that we were going to backtrack. Well, I knew we had to have cleared out all that money for something rather than nothing. I was just hoping we were going to make a little bit more of a big splash. But it's only day one, too. There's still plenty of good free agents on the market.
Yeah, it was nice to see we landed Jordan Hicks in the 11th hour.
Yeah, that was very nice, especially with Anthony Walker, who is leaving us for the Miami Dolphins. I was a little bit sad about that one, but I love Jordan Hicks, veteran guy, been around the league for a while. I believe it was Jason Kelce that actually got me hip to Jordan Hicks. He said, I believe really? It was him that said that was one of his favorite teammates. I want to say it was Jason Kelce on the podcast. It was either Jason Kelce or Chris Long. I heard one of them talk about him.
Interesting.
and just seeing like his growth in the NFL. I remember hearing about his journey in the NFL and how far he came. So I think he'll fit right in with Cleveland. I hope we still do some more things on the defensive side, especially losing Taki Taki to New England. That one kind of blew a little bit, but at the same time, I'm not losing sleep. But a 2-year, $6.5 million deal, I feel like the Browns could have done something with that.
Yeah, I don't want to ever see anybody leave, but I mean, if it's the right business move, it's the right business move.
And for all we know, they're going to be going for someone tomorrow. I think if anything, we're going to hear one of our bigger names other than Za'Darius Smith tomorrow. I know they've been linked to the Bengals DJ Reader, which I don't know how I feel. You know, he's kind of getting up there in age. Not too bad, but he had some injury problems last year too, so that's why I'm not feeling too great about that.
Right.
But at least we would have the security blanket with Mo Hurst, who also ended up getting injured last year. But you know, overall, I thought the Browns had a decent day.
Yeah, it wasn't
Wasn't
bad.
jumping, it wasn't bad. Not jumping off the charts or anything like that. And it all
Wasn't
kind of seems like
Jags.
it all happened in just one big clump.
Wasn't Jags signing Mac Jones bad or anything? Just
They traded for him. You know, I'm not even mad about that, honestly. If I was a Jaguars fan, you traded what, a sixth round pick for a backup quarterback
yeah, I
at the end of the
guess.
day. I mean, you gotta think that Trevor Lawrence is he had some injury issues last year. So, you know, it's someone that's trying to play for their next contract and was a first round pick. So, I mean, I feel good about that. I like him over, how do you pronounce his last name? Bethford?
Yeah,
Bethard?
Bethard. There's some interesting quarterback moves today, like Gardner Minshew taking a 2-year deal with the Raiders. Obviously Anthony Richardson's coming back, which is good for the Colts, but to see Minshew leave, which he obviously wants to start, but he would have been a good backup for Richardson.
Yeah, I would have thought they would have kept him around,
Right.
but I don't think they were going to pay him like the Raiders paid
No.
Minshew.
Jacoby Brissett signing with the Patriots just leads me to believe they're going to take Jaden Daniels in the draft.
I think they're going to take Jaden Daniels for sure. And well, that's if he's available. They got to hope the Commanders don't pick him.
Yeah, I think that they're going to go with Drake May.
Yeah, you're probably not wrong. But I don't know. I kind of like Jaden Daniels a little bit more than Drake May.
Yeah, Commanders made a big move today, signing Eckler. A lot of running back movement today, except for Derrick Henry, which I'm seeing that it's most likely going to be the Ravens, which is terrifying.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that one bit. But yeah, we like you said, we had a ton of running back movement, and we actually had some running backs enter free agency today. We'll go ahead and start off with the signings. We went ahead and Tony Pollard is now a Tennessee Titan. He signed a 3-year deal for $24 million. Actually signed less than our next player I'm gonna name. The Bears signed his name's
DeAndre
really drawing
Swift.
up. Yes, thank you. I almost called him DeAndrew for some reason. DeAndre Swift signed for slightly less than he did with the Bears. Kind of thought he was a little bit of an overpay for the Bears.
Yeah, I mean they've got Herbert, I believe, still, right? They're not going to keep Roshon Johnson.
I don't
Well,
think they'd keep.
either way, they're going for Caleb Williams, who's going to be a mobile quarterback. whether they keep Justin Fields or not. I think he's going to the Seahawks. You're going to still need some more running presence, so I think getting Swift was a good move. Is he going to be the Eagles Swift that we saw for those 3 to 4 weeks, or is he going to be more of the
Detroit
Lions?
Lions, he has his spurts, but he can't be the number one RB1. And
He's not going
that's
to be.
something that's a good point that I heard on Talking the Points earlier today. Jay Gruden was saying how Swift is like a perfect running back duo, but not your RB1. Because when it gets to those late months, especially in Chicago at Soldier Field, he's not your running back that you want running in between tackles.
Yeah, I think that he's not going to be a workhorse like Josh Jacobs. He's better as a 1-2 punch.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that. Everyone plays their role the right way. I mean, Swift just isn't, he isn't that guy. He's good, but he's not that guy. But speaking of Josh Jacobs, this was probably the most shocking news that broke out today. I never, ever, ever would have pictured Josh Jacobs signing with the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, that was interesting. And then Brandon Park on Twitter prematurely said that him and Aaron Jones are going to be the best duo in the league. The league.
I did, and well, that's the way they made it sound, because I first had a tweet that said what's gonna happen with Aaron Jones, and I took it down when everyone was making it sound like they're actually gonna be playing together, and I'm like, oh, okay.
And
Turns out
then
that's not the case.
AJ Dillon was let go too. So you've got one running back in the room right now.
Yeah, they're 100% gonna be drafting someone, if not signing another person. Knowing the Packers, they'll probably draft one. But yeah, Aaron Jones was let go. Apparently, they wanted him to take yet again another pay cut, but this one was a 50% pay cut. And someone with his high of production, even though he was hurt a decent amount this season, I mean, I don't think they play that great against the Cowboys without him. I don't think
No.
that Cowboys game in the playoffs is the same. I mean, he was a huge factor in that.
He'll be a good 1-2 punch somewhere else. I mean, shit, he could even sign with the Bears.
He
But
could. Apparently, the
again,
Vikings are very interested in Jones.
well, I mean, I wouldn't put it past him to stick it to the Packers and sign with the North team.
Yeah, I could see that easily. Easily. Another really shocking one to me that happened was Gabe Davis signing with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
He wanted to go play with Mac Jones.
Of course, who wouldn't? Who wouldn't want to play with Mac Jones? So the Jaguars signed Gabe Davis to a 3-year, $39 million deal with a maximum of $50 million after incentives. I was kind of surprised on his price tag, because I would have thought that he would have signed for more, but I mean, shoot. Now I wish the Browns signed him. I would have gladly taken him for that price.
But that's okay. We got Jerry Jeudy, which, again, as long as he can catch a ball, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I like the price that the Browns got Jerry Jeudy for. What was it, a fifth and a sixth round pick? Basically what we gave up for Amari Cooper, but our sixth round pick. And that trade was just a swap.
Which isn't one of these a swap or no?
I think it was just straight up.
These are ours.
Yeah. So, yeah, I like that trade. I think it's the pick that we got from Detroit in the DPJ trade. So yeah, that happened. Let's see what some other ones that happened today.
It was interesting waking up to Russell Wilson going to the Steelers this morning.
Oh yeah, I was still awake when that happened. Not really happy about it as a Browns fan, but
I kind of am. I mean,
I am too, because I hate him so much.
I asked my buddy who's a Steelers fan what he thought, because he texted me in all caps this morning. Russell Wilson is our QB1. Hell yeah, let's go. And I'm like, yeah, have fun going from 10-7 to 9-6-1.
Yeah.
Or 9-7-1. Listen, Russell Wilson was good. Russell Wilson in the right scheme is good. My friend brought up a good point that he thinks that he will do well in a Mike Tomlin,
Arthur Smith.
Basically like a play action pass offense. He's got weapons. He might do well. And I am going to say that I am not looking forward to playing him twice a year, because he did cook against us this past season with the Broncos.
Like, he always has.
Let that be known. He has a winning record in the AFC North. Now, were they against some bad Bengals teams or bad Browns teams? Probably. But ultimately, Russell Wilson has our number, and that's the only thing that scares me. But he's playing for the Steelers. I mean, they're the same team that drafted Kenny Pickett in the first round.
Yeah, that is
new
true.
New GM, but same team.
Yeah. The one thing I would like to say about Russell Wilson, he is always been someone that loves to throw to the outside of the numbers or the hatches. Arthur Smith's offense is all straight right down the middle. So I'm curious whether he's going to be able to adjust with that, with Arthur Smith being the Steelers' new offensive coordinator, how that will play out. If they stick with more play action plays or option plays like that, I could see this working out good. Now, I know they were still shopping around Deontay Johnson. Do you still do that now? I don't know. I know a lot of Steelers fans still want Deontay Johnson out just for his attitude, but Mike Tomlin lets players like this get away with stuff like that all the time.
You know, George Pickens is a great example of that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the first time George Pickens gets pissed off at Russell Wilson. I'm looking forward to that.
It's going to be a Melvin Gordon meme all over again, looking at Russ on the bench.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that so much. Also today, the Packers released David Bakhtiari and Devondre Campbell, which Devondre Campbell, still a solid player, but Bakhtiari, I guess we kind of saw this one coming. He hasn't been able to play out a whole season. I would fully expect him to be going to the Jets.
1,000%.
Yeah. Him and Aaron Rodgers are too close of friends to not be playing together. Christian Wilkins, that was a big one that we didn't talk about yet. He ended up signing with the Las Vegas Raiders on kind of an overpaid deal, if you ask me. He's still very
Browns
good,
never,
but
the Browns would never.
Yeah, the Browns would have never signed him to this deal. So I wasn't too upset. I wanted Wilkins, but I wasn't too upset when I saw the number that he was offered. He got a 4-year deal for $110 million, $84.75 million guaranteed. I would like to point out that Tom Telesco is the new GM of the Las Vegas Raiders, who was the former GM of the Los Angeles Chargers, who are in cap hell.
Mm-hmm.
This could be very bad for the Raiders in the future. This is, I mean, yeah, Christian Wilkins, that's an awesome signing. Awesome signing. How far is he going to go until they start getting into a position where the Chargers are, where now they're at a point where you can't really sign anyone? You basically, your only hope is to be either cutting people or trading people like Keenan Allen. And
yeah,
you don't want to let someone like Keenan Allen go. A lot of players around the league consider him still top five.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah, it's a real tough one. And then T. Higgins, we were talking last episode on how he got franchise tagged. This morning it was announced that he has requested a trade after being franchise tagged. They still don't want to truck a long-term contract, knowing that they have to pay Lamar Chase or Ja'Marr Chase.
Yep. And they went ahead and released Joe Mixon tonight.
They released Joe Mixon as well. So I don't know if he'll get his wish granted. I know I like the Bears personally as option for him. Someone mentioned the Chiefs, and I just don't see that happening. I don't see the Bengals trading with the Chiefs.
No, I heard a really good name today, for the Chiefs. It'll come to me. But it wasn't T. Higgins actually. Everybody keeps saying he's gonna go to the Browns, but they wouldn't trade to the Browns. Like,
They won't trade in division, especially
no.
since we don't even have a first round pick. The Browns
Yeah.
would have to overpay like crazy to get him.
Yeah. Oh, I did want to when we get to a certain player's trade today, I do have to run a tweet by you that was just kind of funny that it's getting that big of exposure, but I'll have to think about who it was for the Chiefs. But with T. Higgins, I truthfully don't know where I see him going. I mean, just pay the damn guy. I mean.
I don't see them paying him. At this point, I would just take my draft capital and get rid of the drama because I think he's the type of player that will sit out. And you never know when it's going to be your last year. Get that guaranteed money while you can. I know it sucks to the organizations, but you're only in this league for so long. Get the money while you can. So I don't blame him. I think he's talented enough, deserves the money. Even though he's getting quite a bit off his franchise tag, who knows if he gets injured next year and then won't really ever get a good look ever again. You never know.
Yeah, there was a lot of interesting bombs today. I mean, we've been speculating some things for weeks now, but one thing that was certain today that was crazy was seeing that Kirk actually went to the Falcons.
That was crazy to actually hear. And especially after I finally watched the Friends from Work podcast that he hopped on.
Good.
He was introduced as the Vikings quarterback.
Yeah.
But I guess all those rumors were true that he was, looking at houses down there. It makes sense. His wife's from down there in
Yep.
Georgia. I was just surprised because he talks about how much he likes being able to go home and, Minnesota, Michigan, it's not really that far of a drive if you think about it.
No, but it's probably a far drive for her, for her family.
Yeah, exactly.
So sacrifices. He knows he's near the end of his career.
Well, he got a huge payday too.
He did, and
Huge
that was wild.
for a 35-year-old quarterback
With
that
an
just tore his
Achilles.
Achilles. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't see Aaron Rodgers getting multi-year deals right now. I mean, he was on what, a 2-year deal?
Yeah.
But I mean, still. Off of an Achilles, he'll be lucky to get an extension with the Jets if he's not forced to retire. But Kirk's got a crazy offense, and I think that this is going to push him over the Buccaneers to win the South. I think you got to put the Falcons back in your sneaky snoop Super Bowl bet.
Yeah, I probably will. I probably will. We'll see when it comes down to it. Because I do really like the Bucks going forward, especially now that they got Mike Evans and Baker coming back. It's gonna be tough though. I mean, the Falcons got a great roster that the defense played pretty damn good last year. Other than against the
Yeah.
Saints.
On paper, I could see the Falcons and the Bengals being two sneaky teams to make the championship games. Will it happen? Probably not. But the Bengals actually signed Zach Moss today after releasing Joe Mixon. So that's interesting to have going forward. I know they've got a young gunner running back. Signs that Zach Moss will help a little bit.
You know where I think Mixon might go?
Where?
Tampa.
Interesting.
Only reason I think of that is recently on my Twitter feed, it just showed like a throwback of, the Mahomes versus Baker Mayfield showdown in college. I didn't think about the fact that Joe Mixon played with Baker Mayfield in college.
Did he? In
Yeah,
Oklahoma?
at Oklahoma, they played at the same time.
Wow.
And I don't know how that always just went over my head, but they did.
Yeah, maybe he goes down there.
Yeah, and I mean, Rashard White, he did really good last year, but I think Mixon would be a good 1-2 punch with him.
Yeah. Yeah, we're definitely at the point. I mean, he's not old, but we're definitely at the point of he's a 27-year-old running back. That's old for running back years. He's definitely going to be more of a 1-2 punch from here on out.
Yeah. One deal that really surprised me was the Texans letting Devin Singletary go.
Yeah. Yeah,
Yeah,
like, I mean, he had a great year.
he had, I'm pretty sure it was a career year. But went ahead and signed with the New York Giants to replace Saquon Barkley, which I don't know if I necessarily agree with, but the Giants never made Barkley an offer. I think they were just going to let him walk regardless for nothing.
Right. Which, I mean, I had a feeling he was going to the Eagles.
I'm not going to lie. I wasn't guessing the Eagles, but I was just hoping it wasn't the Cowboys. Because all you would have seen on commercials is Saquon Barkley. I already see too much of Dak Prescott on commercials.
Yeah.
I think one of the most surprising pieces of news that came out, and I don't know, I guess if I would say it's surprising, but it was the team that traded for him that was surprising. Brian Burns finally got traded from the
Ah,
Carolina Panthers to the New York Giants. Panthers will
finally.
receive a second round pick and a fifth round pick, and
Finally,
they
you brought
still
it
do
up.
not have a first.
So, here's what I gotta say. Luke Combs, country singer, at Panthers, all caps. What are we doing? No first round pick for McCaffrey a few years back, and none for Burns. Are we just firebombing the whole team here, or what? I usually don't comment on these things, but it's becoming slow torture at this point. What are the Panthers doing?
He might be right. I think they're just doing a hard reset, but as hard as you could possibly do it. Like, they're doing a decade's worth of damage right now.
Oh, wow. Oh, never mind.
Well, we get some more news.
No, it just says that the Vikings remain favorites to draft JD McCarthy after losing Kirk Cousins. I'm still thinking he'll go to the Broncos, but we'll see.
Oh, we
Anyway.
actually did just get some news. Jets signed Javon Kinlaw from the 49ers. 1 year deal. Kinlaw was if I'm not mistaken, he was a former first round pick. Always was a good piece of that 49ers defense too. But back to Brian Burns. I thought this was a great pickup for the Giants. You can pair him up with Kayvon Thibodeaux and what the hell's his name? Oh, he's like one of the best defensive tackles in the league. What the hell? That's bad that I don't know his name. Dexter Lawrence. Thank you. So Giants have a little something going there other than Daniel Jones. I really thought that if anyone should have signed Russell Wilson, it should have been the Giants. But obviously, if I was Russell Wilson, I'd pick the Steelers over the Giants too. I guess it thinks I'm giving a thumbs up. And like we talked about earlier, Saquon Barkley is a part of the Philadelphia Eagles now, signed a 3-year deal, $37.75 million contract. Oh, and they signed Albert O. And Bryce Huff, I thought was a very good signing. Not sure if I like $51.1 million, but you know, he's still young. He played good last year, and I can't say I dislike it. Let's see what else we got. Kevin Byard
Antonio
was signed
Gibson.
by the Bears. That
Yep,
happened
there's that one.
yesterday, though.
Yeah.
Carlton Davis was traded from the Buccaneers to the Detroit Lions. That was a pretty major move, especially with the Lions' secondary being one of their biggest weaknesses. Get a pretty solid guy back in return with Carlton Davis, traded a third round pick for him. Xavier
Gus
McKinney
Edwards
was a
signing with the
big one.
Chargers.
Yeah, Gus Edwards, that was a big one going from one Harbaugh to the next.
Antonio Gibson going to the Patriots.
Yeah, he's kind of washed though.
Yeah.
Oh, back to the Panthers, actually. Robert Hunt. Never, ever, ever would I've ever expected him to get a contract like that. He got a, the Panthers gave him a 5-year, $100 million contract. That includes a $26.5 million sign-on bonus. Not to bring Madden into this, but in Madden, I, in one of my franchises, I signed him to a 1-year, $10 million contract once, and that was an overpay. Yeah. Robert Hunt, he played really good, but I not know $100 million contract though. Saints didn't really do a whole lot. Mac
There's a new
Wilson, former
QB.
Brown.
New QB in New England.
Another one?
Jacoby Brissett.
Oh, I thought we talked about that.
Did you?
I think you did.
Did I?
Yeah.
There's an
When we were talking about
update.
Mac Jones.
There's an update. I mean, it's just a rumor, but it says the Raiders are discussing a trade for Justin Fields, but I feel like that's washed now with Minshew.
Yeah, I saw something about Justin Fields being a front runner for the Raiders right after Kirk Cousins signed.
Yeah, I still think it's the Seahawks. Please repair him with JSN. Fields to Smith and Jigba would be so sick.
That would be sick. Realistically, and I don't know how really realistic it is, because back to trading within the division, I don't know if you're the Bears, if you can give Justin Fields to the Vikings, unless you know he's just not going to be NFL worthy, but I think he is. I think Justin Fields is good enough.
I think he's good enough. You know, there's a trend that somebody brought up where he started at Georgia, didn't do well, was let go, moved to Ohio State and flourished. And then he started out at the Bears, didn't do well. He's moving on to a new team. It's time for him to flourish. I mean, we could be talking finally again MVP Justin Fields time if he does well with the Seahawks.
Yeah, that is true. Other than that, those were really all the big name signings from today. I'm trying to get a list of current free agents available.
Well, we still have Derrick Henry for the moment.
Derrick Henry. Danielle Hunter is on the market. We got Calvin Ridley, Joe Mixon. DaQuan Jones, which I don't know why he's on this list, but Patrick Queen, I thought he already signed.
No, not yet.
I thought he was going to the Seahawks.
I thought that was a rumor.
Was it just a rumor? Oh, Justin Simmons, that's a big one. Chase Young is still available, but I bet he would go back to the 49ers. Jadeveon Clowney, come back to Cleveland? Question mark? No,
Yeah,
I'll
kind of a douche.
pass. I'll pass. And CJ Gardner Johnson, that one's still available. DJ Reader. Odell. I know he's done with the Ravens. Or the Ravens don't want to bring him back, which unfortunate for him because I don't know who will, but I honestly could see him being perfectly fine with just hanging up the cleats too. Devin White is available. Alexander Mattison, but he's kind of didn't play great. And he is 26 years old as a running back, so I think he'll get signed later on by some team, but who knows? Stephon Gilmore is a free agent as well, but once again, up there in age, 33 years old as a corner. You're not going to be signing him for very much. He would be a great cornerback three for a team, but no one you want guarding the best player on the field anymore. Trey White is out there too. I thought he would have been picked up today. Jordan Poyer. Zeke is out there. Xavien Howard. Hollywood Brown. Bakhtiari, but I think we all know where he's probably going to go. Mekhi Becton, who's still
Was he a
young.
tackle?
Becton?
Was Bakhtiari a tackle?
Yes. Yeah, so he'll probably replace
Well, I know they
Becton.
just well, they just signed an O-line, I think a tackle today from the Ravens.
I think I saw that right before we recorded. Yeah. Not a huge name guy, but he's something. Oh, I did want to ask you. So there is a rumor about Minnesota going after Sam Darnold to be their bridge quarterback for whether they draft a QB. I don't know if you can sit where they are and be confident in drafting a QB or not. I think this is actually a
Who's
deep
this?
class, the Vikings.
Who is the bridge quarterback, though?
Sam Darnold.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know if you can wait that long in the draft or if you move up. I could easily see them moving up in the draft to go get one. Especially if you're on a timetable with Justin Jefferson and you're going to be paying him
Yeah.
too. So I'd feel like they'd want to get that done ASAP. Bobby Wagner apparently might not be coming back to the Seahawks. He's going to leave them yet again.
He's
Oh,
near the end.
and yeah, he is near the end. I wouldn't even be surprised if he just hangs him up at the age of 34, maybe play one more year. The way it sounded last year, it kind of sounded like this was his last year, but he played good enough that I guess he'll suit up one more year. CEH, I hope no one signs him for their sake. Quandre Diggs is still a free agent. What's another one? Dalvin Cook, no one cares about anymore. KJ Osborne, he's still solid. Joe Flacco would love to see him in a Browns uniform, but I don't even think that would be
Yeah.
tomorrow. If anything, I think that would be Wednesday. Jordan Fuller, Jameis Winston. I don't care what anyone says, someone's picking up Jameis. And apparently the Browns, there's a rumor that the Browns showed interest in Jameis.
Yeah, but that doesn't make sense to me if we're
I
Joe
will take a hard
Flacco.
pass. I'll take a hard pass.
Give me Flacco at 45 years old. Over peak Jameis.
Yeah, honestly, you want to get Jameis, put Jameis on the practice squad. Put him on the practice squad. Keep him around, I feel
Yeah.
like Jameis is going to be one of those players that is going to be
Great locker
waiting
room
on an
guy, but I don't want
injury.
him.
He's going to be a guy that's waiting on an injury. So whoever's starting quarterback gets hurt first, congratulations, you win Jameis Winston. But yeah, like you said, great guy for the locker room, but not my I'm not gonna go out of my way for him. Shaq Barrett is still available. Adoree Jackson, Tyler Boyd said that he's gonna be joining a new team. So think about it, if they lose Higgins, say Chase goes down, who do they have? Other than that one
Nothing. They
white guy that
fucking
they that one white guy with long hair. I can't think of his name.
They'd have nobody. That's why they need T. Higgins.
Oh, AJ Dillon. Tyler Huntley's a free agent. Jamal Adams, even though I believe he's kind of getting washed up. And yeah, that's all I see for top end free agents right now. But when I was
And
reading
as
this
soon as we
list,
post this episode, it's gonna be,
oh, right when we post this episode,
there's
Calvin
gonna be like
Ridley.
five new people out.
Yeah, no, I Calvin Ridley will
Justin
be,
Fields will be gone.
yeah, Justin Fields will be the face of the franchise of the Seattle Seahawks.
Derrick Henry will be a Raven.
Aaron Jones will be the next Cowboys running back,
Yeah,
which
that'd be
is
awesome.
very likely. It's very likely. He's from the Dallas area.
Yeah. I could see it.
Yeah, I don't want that to happen.
It's gonna be a fun free agency season.
Yeah, that's for sure. Other than that, Dylan, I know it is getting late. And we kind of just crammed a lot into this episode. But, you know, hopefully here in a couple days we'll be able to recap days 2 and 3, and we'll get into some more sports content, because I had a couple more things for tonight's, but man, I'm drained.
Yeah, only thing that I had left from this week was UFC 299 was a blast. Sean O'Malley's fight was great, went the full distance, five rounds. Dustin Poirier had a knockout in the second round that was electrifying. The rest of the card was pretty good. So that was fun. Scottie Scheffler destroyed the I think it was the Arnold Palmer Invitational. But
Yeah, that's in Orlando, right?
yeah, and we got the Players tournament this weekend with the infamous 17th hole par three over the island. So tune in if you're a golf fan. And that's all that I really got. Make sure you gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-GAMBLER if you got any issues.
All right, peace.